Shalom, 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 people of God. Shalom, shalom, people of God. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes, my brother, my sister, our God is good, and all the time our God is good. We are in the studio, healing sermons and the prayer house. Healing sermons and the prayer house is a prophetic and a deliverance radio broadcast channel, and all is for the glory of God. Yes, people of God, our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Today, by the grace of God, we present our radio our program in, I call it, during the service of a street deliverance service. Street deliverance service. Yes, in the form of evangelism, and then all is for the glory of God. People of God, be connected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you, my brother. He loves you, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shalom. Shalom, people of God. Shalom. Our God is good, and all the time our God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for everything that you are doing. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for your love, for your kindness. Thank you, Jehovah, for peace. Thank you, Jehovah, for salvation. Thank you, Jehovah, for healing. Thank you, Jehovah, for breakthrough. Thank you, Jehovah, for everything that you are doing in our life. My Father, you are the God of a deliverance. You are the God of a peace. You are the God of a breakthrough. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, here we are to worship you as we do the work of evangelism. May your power deliver someone. May your power heal someone. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Master Jesus. Yes, I call upon your name. You, the God of a deliverance. You, the God of a breakthrough. You, the God of a salvation. We worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. People of God, today we are doing our evangelism in the street as we present this radio broadcast channel, Evangelism in the Street. As you are connected all together, our God is good. We present this message in the program of evangelism in the street, healing and deliverance in the street. Yes, the program is entitled Dedicate, but today is connected to evangelism in the street. And the title of our sermon is The Sword of the Spirit. The Sword of the Spirit, part 2. We have seen yesterday part 1, and today we see part 2. Be connected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. Our God is good, and all the time our God is good. Jesus Christ is our deliverer. He is our savior. He is everything. He is the one who heals, who delivers, who saves, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Where you are, my brother, my sister, may you raise up your voice. I begin to pray, say, my Father, I pray that the spirit of the creation of heaven and earth delivers me, bless me, saves me in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The spirit of a creation of a heaven and earth, deliver me, heal me, save me in the name of Jesus Christ for Nazareth. Pray. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Spirit of a creation of a heaven and earth, deliver me in the name of Jesus Christ. Save me in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal me in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of a creation of a heaven and earth, heal me, deliver me, save me, protect me, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes. Sister Mia Jojo, pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Welcome, Sister Renee, in the house of a prayer. I can see Sister Renee in the house of a prayer. Shalom, Sister Renee. Shalom in the name of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus.
How are you, sister?
I'm doing fine. I just want to give my testimony.
Yeah. Jesus Christ loves you. Do you believe that Jesus Christ loves you?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Okay. Sister Renee, may you greet the member in this studio, the member that are following this program. I would like to inform you, my brother, my sister, that today we are doing evangelism in the street, and we present this program right now in the street. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. Hallelujah. Yes. Sister Renee, may you please greet the member attending this service. May you greet them.
Shalom, shalom to everybody. God bless to everybody who's in this program.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, member of this program, I would like to inform you that today our sister Renee from Canada is going to testify for the glory of God, for what the Lord has done in her life. As she testifies, Jesus Christ of Nazareth is going to bless her the more. And then you will listen to this program and will believe in the God of Sister Renee. You're going to receive the deliverance, the breakthrough, and the power of a testimony will cover you and follow you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. Yes. Sister Renee, you may present your testimony for the glory of God. You have now your turn to do your testimony for the glory of God for the next maximum 15 minutes. Maximum 15 minutes. Okay, you have the word.
Well, I just want us to testify about the glory of God and the glory that God has done for me, all the good that He has done for me.
Yeah.
Well, I was going through so much, and I'm living in Canada right now, and I reached out to Pastor Daniel, and he was, you know, you have been so good to me. You helped me. You showed me how to pray. I did not pray, and we prayed about it. You took your time out to help me to pray. I struggled to get my driving license. I failed 3 times already. And when I reached out to Pastor Daniel, he prayed with me, and I passed my test. So glory be to God. Glory be to God for that. I thank you, Pastor Daniel. I know God has used you to help me, and I just want to give God glory. I'm struggling to get a better job, and Pastor Daniel has helped me. We prayed together. He listened. We prayed through, and all this stuff. You know, you blessed the olive oil, and I used it. I read the chapters that Pastor Daniel said I should use. God used him to help me, and I just want to say that I have now got a new job in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much. You know, God has blessed me, and I'm so grateful. I just want to testify that God is real. He's real. Now I feel so much better. I know how to pray, and Pastor Daniel has helped me so much. I just want to thank you in the name of Jesus. You know, God has used you to bless me, and this is my testimony. God has been good to me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, my sister, I have some question to ask you. What can you say to brothers and sisters that are facing the same situation like the way you are facing it in the past? What can you say as advice to the children of God?
Have faith in God and believe in God, you know. Be faithful to God, pray, and read your Bible and believe in God. Try to go to churches, you know, like Pastor Daniel's church. You can benefit so much, you know, to be closer to God. Pastor Daniel is a man of God, and if you go to his church and, you know, be around that type of Holy Ghost, you know, you can learn so much, you know, learn how to pray. You can learn to build your faith stronger in God, and that, I believe, is a very, very priceless thing. When you're closer to God, you're closer to everything in life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And another question I want to ask, do you have friends in Canada that they have the situation that you faced before in the past? Do you have friends there in Canada? They have the same situation like yours in the past?
Yeah, this is a tough, Canada is a tough country. A lot of people struggle, you know, with many things like mine. So yes, there's always situations like this in Canada. I think people struggle like myself.
I think, Sister Renee, it will be also advisable that you inform them about what God has done in your life in order to motivate their faith and to do exactly what you have done for them to be blessed and to be delivered. Isn't it?
Amen. I agree. I will definitely tell them about the glory of God. I will definitely tell them about this.
Okay, Sister Renee, may you raise up your right hand in heaven as I'm going to pray for you. Raise up your right hand in heaven. My Father, we thank you, Jehovah, King of Glory, for the testimony of a Sister Renee in Canada. She has testified in the past a situation was difficult and she was desperate. You brought the right word of God to her, the living word of God that has changed her life. In less than 2 weeks, she got what she asked. I do remember Sister Renee sent her prayer request saying, "Pastor, I need my driving license and I need a job." Today, you have given her what she asked. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to protect the blessing that you have given her in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of robbery, stealing the blessing that you have given her, I rebuke it by the power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jehovah, because you have done it. May her be invisible before the enemy in Jesus' name. May her tongue have a power, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and to speak the word of a deliverance and the word of a healing, the word of a breakthrough, the word of salvation, and to attract even many other people, brothers and sisters in her family, to join the way of salvation, the true word of God, the word of living in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jehovah. I know, as a human being we are, Sister Renee does have many other prayer requests, but today she has presented this testimony for what you have done already for her. Grant again the desire of her heart for her to grow from glory to glory and to testify every day as King David testified. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray and we say, Amen. Say Amen, Sister Renee. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister, may we applaud for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yes. Sister Renee, I have prayed for you. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you and is so happy for your testimony. Use your testimony to fortify faith of people. And your testimony will be published in the radio, on Facebook, on social media to motivate faith of many other people. Remember, the testimony for the glory of God is the word of God. Many people following this service, and many other people will follow this service after the publication of this service. I would like to inform people of God that yesterday we saw our program called the sermon called or entitled The Sword of the Spirit, Part 1. I will just conclude here with regard to the sword of the Spirit. This is part 2. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God. Like Sister Renee has used the sword of the Spirit to break the chain of frustration, the chain of rejection. And then Sister Renee, as well as many other brothers and sisters here, will use the sword of the Spirit to break the chain of yoke, the chain of disappointment in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The sword of the Spirit is the word of God that you and I will utilize through our mouth, through our tongue. The Bible is saying that life and death, they are in the power of our tongue. May your tongue be powerful. May your tongue be powerful. Remember, in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, from verse 32 to 49, King David used the sword of the Spirit, which was the word of God, to kill Goliath. With the word of God in your mouth, you will kill Goliath, meaning the enemy of your life. King Saul, what he did, he gave the armor of war to King David before going to kill Goliath. But King David could not support to cover or to wear the armor which was the physical armor. Today you and I, we understand that the battle that we have is a spiritual warfare, not flesh and blood. Our enemy is a spirit. So we need to use the Spirit of God to attack the spirit of the devil. Hallelujah. We need to use the Spirit of God to attack the spirit of the devil. Our enemy is not against us. We are not fighting against flesh and blood, but we are fighting against principality, dark power in air. For that, we need to use the Spirit of God, the sword of the Spirit, to deal with the spirit of the devil. That's what King David did. He refused to wear the armor that King Saul gave him. What he did, he used a stone. Among the five stones in her bag, he used one stone to kill Goliath. But before killing Goliath, King David used the word of God. He defeated Goliath by the word, by the power of the tongue. Raise up your voice, my brother, my sister, to close this service. And you listening this program right now here, by the power of the word of God, I declare, let your tongue, your lips, your mouth be powerful to deal with the enemy of your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord Jesus Christ is giving you power and authority to trample serpent, scorpion, meaning the enemy of your life. You shall crush them under your feet by the power of the word of God, which you continue to pronounce through your tongue in the belief of your faith in your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. My brother, my sister, let's applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud for the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus Christ. We have finished our program today. We're going to organize now the one in French very soon, in the next 5 minutes. Remember, we meet in this studio every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 1 p.m. South Africa time for the dedicate in English, and 1:30 South Africa time for the dedicate in French. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, midnight time, midnight from South Africa, we have our midnight prayer. And then Sunday, 2:30, we have our Sunday life service. Do not fail to attend to our service. These are healing sermons that heals the heart of someone and the spirit of someone. Remember, Jesus Christ loves you. My name is Pastor Daniel Waxon, in the studio, healing sermons and the prayer house. Be blessed, Sister Renee. We're going to talk later. I bless everyone here in the studio. Miami Aqua, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Sister Paleo Edvic from France, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Mia Jojo Kune from Congo Brazzaville, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless Sister Renee, yes, from Canada, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Apostle Ike AJ, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And many other people following this program using the PC, I can't see your name here. And everyone who going to follow this program after the publication, be blessed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. We have just finished this program. Jesus Christ loves you.
Go check out Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick. Check out the website for more information, themosthighgod.org, and tune into the podcast. You can also find it on Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube as well. Search Healing Sermons with Pastor Evangelist Daniel Watson, the founder of the Trinity of the Most High God. That's DanielOuakson. Many episodes up for you to listen to already. Make sure you subscribe to be notified of future releases. And you can also connect and stay tuned on Facebook at The Perfect Healer, on Twitter at Daniel Marketeur, or just download the Podbean app and stream directly from there. That's Healing Sermons and Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Watson. Go listen, download, and subscribe today.